Mary and Joseph, and the birth of the Savior. But for everyone, the universal language of the holiday season is love. This season, our hearts are with family and friends, and joy shared together through the spirit of fellowship and giving. Our thoughts are with those who wish for food more than toys, or those who hope for the safe and speedy return of loved ones overseas, serving to protect our country. And our prayers are for a world that we can finally realize truth, peace on earth, and goodwill toward all men. Thank you.
every year from now on. How about that? She's so good. Over here. Over there also with her, Miss Angela Fisher, who sang Christmas tradition. You can find Angela and more of her music on AngieFisher.com. AngieFisher.com. She's got her own EP out. So make sure you stop in. I know you people get on the computer. So in between the message boards, run over to AngieFisher.com and check out what she has over there. And also the multi-talented Jacob Luttrell right over there. And the band over here on the drum tearing it up tonight. You ready to go home? Is that what it is? Jesse Vargas. And a big round of applause for this orchestra this evening. We're blessed to have some talented musicians throughout the past month and a half, but these guys are no exception there. We're very thrilled to have you with us this evening. Thank you guys very much. And some amazing choirs from right here in the area. The Otay Ranch High School Choir. The Church Choir Conference Children's Choir. The director is Dr. Rose Buchanan, and the Rancho Verde High School Choir. And their director is Kelly Dowd. So amazing talent here, right here in your area. These children have done a wonderful job learning their songs and getting their stuff all together on the stage. So let's go ahead and do this as well. An amazing group of people who make this show happen every single night. So we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. Angela, Keon, and Jacob, come on back out here real quick for a second. We'll bring Angela, Keon, and Jacob out again. We're also going to bring out the people you don't see typically over here on this side of the stage. Come on out. Nick's over there somewhere. He doesn't know what Nick looks like a little bit. Eric, come on out here just a bit for a second. Come on out, Joey and Yeti. Amber's over there. Nolan's over there. Ashley. The people who make this show happen every single night. They're slowly making their way out here. They dressed up for you too, San Diego. You see this? They look staggering. Look, who else is coming out here? We'll introduce you as they slowly bow. And here's Aubrey. He keeps us all. He's comic relief for everybody every once in a while. Joey Rose right up in here, who works backstage. Gary has made it out here. He works backstage as well. He and Yeti, Jake, Rilo. Make sure the stage, this stuff gets up every single night. Take them down as well. Then we're up with Chris Rett. We couldn't make it back up here. He's back in the back somewhere. Toby, make sure you can hear what's going on. Toby, make sure you can hear what's going on. Eric and Jake, make sure we can hear what's going on. So that's a very important job. There's Eric and Jake right over there. Say hello, Jake. Woo! Yeah, they're so outgoing, huh? Junior's back in the back. JR is somewhere. I don't know where JR is. He is run. There's JR. Come on out here, JR. It's okay. They make sure that you can see what's going on. They do the lighting and everything for us. Ashley is right over there. She makes sure that I look good every single night, which is a task. Hard job. No one right over there. And Amber, they make sure everything happens on the stage with the kids and the choirs, so they have a hard job every single day. Aubrey, you work hard too backstage, right? Aubrey takes care of Raleigh and makes sure Raleigh is taken care of. Aubrey is Angela's son, and last but not least, oh, Nick's over here. You guys know what Nick, what are you doing? Just stand there and look good, I guess. Yeah, and last but not least, our illustrious tour manager, Mary Grant. Chopsticks. So, and that's not a Christmas song, so we won't be doing that this evening. My grandmother wanted me to play piano from the time I was Aubrey's at HOMA, and she took me, she sent me to music, to piano lessons. I took them for about an hour and a half, and then I quit. It's not funny because you heard it before. I know it's awkward. Just humor me, please. Thank you. Let's try that again. I took them for about an hour and a half. She wants me to, to play a piano, play a song for Christmas so the entire family can sing together as a group, as my family at home. But everybody in my family is
tone deaf.
Exactly. Well, that is sad. You think I was winning? Can think of new stuff every night. But it was funny the first time I told it. Jerome's right over there. Jerome's there. He likes to say, here he is. I'm going to be hurt later on. If you can protect me, I will need you guys to protect me. Anyway, we've gotten off track, and I don't like that because I was a teacher. I like to stay. So with the hope that if you'll allow us to do it, we'll do this again next year. So we'll see.
Christmas.
She also cries when someone burps, when someone goes to the bathroom, when the sun comes up, when it goes down, the bus cranks. So, but you're okay right now, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
How are you, Jacob?
I'm waiting because I want to see.
Waiting for the waterworks. Keep your eyes out, okay? It'll happen in the next song. To start off on a Saturday with?
Nothing right now.
Not to cry as much. That'll be what it is for you, Jacob.
Not the less sugar.
It's okay. She's a big girl. She less sugar for you.
Less sugar.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that'll be like when I start eating well. Who knows? Any for you?
No.
Oh, none for me.
Of course. Of course.
She sang so well for you on the last song. That's what happened too. She was talking normal to that song. And then she came back talking like a man. So we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions for just a second. Saturday is the beginning of 2005. And people I'm sure have. That's apparently was that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Troublesome. 2005 starts on Saturday. 2004 was a pretty good year for everybody here. I believe it was a good year for me. I think it was a good year for most people. Year and more exciting year and with more blessings every single day of the year. So what we're going to challenge you to do this year is not to make a resolution, not to make any changes on New Year's Day, but instead to fix the things that happen, to fix the things that need to be fixed right then, not to wait till New Year's Day to make changes. So that's what this next song talks about. It's the last song we'll do for you this evening. We'll finish you out. We'll close out this tour on this note. I'm going to ask you to not wait until December of 2005 to tell the people that you care about